Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are now listening to another episode, another hour, of Health Information, courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen, here to ply from Dr. Stockwell as much information as I can get that will inform you as to any number of mysteries when it comes to our body. It's a mystery. And Jack has spent his life trying to figure out how to take care of your body and the mysteries of life. So he's here to do that. I'm not telling you he's going to be, well, it might be some kind of a psychic or spiritual experience. We'll see where it goes. Dr. Jack Stockwell, he's a Nooka chiropractor out in Salt Lake City where his clinic is. He practices with his wife, Mary. They have three or four things going on in the clinic, a lot of service to patients, not only in terms of chiropractic adjustment, excuse me, but also the sorts of things that you can learn from testing. And I wanted to spend some time with you, Jack, talking about tests that are done. Allergy, I had an allergy test a week or so ago, found out all kinds of things that I was allergic to, some of which concern me, some of which don't. And the only reason they concern me is because they affect things that I like, like onions. Can't eat onions. My body doesn't like onions, I found out. My body is allergic to lettuce. Who would have thought? What is there in lettuce that you could be allergic to? And from that fact, the fact that lettuce and other greens seem to not agree with me because they're good, brings me back around to thinking about my father and his demise. I eat a lot of spinach, have all my life, cooked and raw. I love a sandwich with the spinach in it and sometimes other things from the garden, but it's full of vitamin K. And vitamin K thickens your blood. And then when your blood is thick and you have other things going on, my father had a lot of things related to fibrillations and ultimately died of a stroke at 91. And the reason I had felt guilty for many years because my father took care of the garden. And in the garden was lots of spinach. And the day he had his massive stroke, he picked a lot of spinach and had it in a salad. And so when I found out that spinach was one of those no-nos, I thought, why the heck didn't I keep my father away from that stuff? Of course, there are other things involved, certainly. But, you know, what is there about that's a test that was something a lot of people don't take. What are you allergic to? You should know what you're allergic to. And then, you know, I'm allergic to lactose, and that's why raw milk has been good for me.
Well, let's back up a step here.
Okay.
Where do allergies come from? What causes an allergic reaction inside human body?
Yeah,
the only thing, now, there, and we have to contradistinguish a food allergy to a food sensitivity, and they're not the same thing.
Well, it's not just about, it's not, they found in the allergy test dust and things like that, animal hair, things that I'm around all the time, the outside stuff at the farm, you know, all kinds of stuff like that.
Well, a lot of food sensitivities are passed off as allergies, and you end up getting some kind of an allergy medication to take care of a food sensitivity. Now, here's the important thing. Only one thing causes an allergic reaction inside the human body, and that's when you get an active protein inside the bloodstream. And the way most allergies occur is either we're breathing them in through the lungs, and because of some fragility of the walls of the gas exchange area of the lungs, the alveoli, some of those proteins get across that barrier into the bloodstream and can cause respiratory allergies. But also, the major cause of food allergies is a weakened gut wall that lets proteins through the gut wall into the bloodstream. So especially, you know, gluten is one of the big things. Gluten is actually a very healthy protein, and it's very, It's very good for people who have a healthy gut wall. So when someone comes along and says, well, you're allergic to figs and you're allergic to dairy and you're allergic to this particular brand of bean or spinach.
Folks, this
is going to
be a little insight into my gut. I can feel that coming.
So
insight into Doug's gut.
The way we take care of allergies in the clinic is to heal and seal the wall of the gut. We have people who've had terrible allergies to certain kinds of foods, like you said there a while ago, foods that you really, really like onions.
Yeah.
But after we're able to repair the wall of the gut so those undigested proteins don't get through the gut wall into the bloodstream, then they can eat whatever they want. And it's not that difficult to heal and seal the wall of the gut. At ForbiddenDoctor.com, under podcasts, if you put in GAPS, G-A-P-S, you'll find out how quick and easy and something you can do at home to repair the wall of the gut. Now, under protocols, the far left search bar, if you put in GAPS, G-A-P-S, there's some supplements that can speed that process up.
Well, aren't I taking most of those supplements, the standard process things that you tell me to take are aimed at, among other things?
We'd have to have a conversation off air that would take several minutes to go through all that stuff, Doug, to find out exactly what you're taking and what we might want to add to it.
Well, because that's one of the things I'm going to tout your wife and all the work that she does. For those who are in contact with the website and Jack and Mary at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Especially Mary, yes.
Well, Mary has a system. She's got a device and a system that takes your body apart, basically, and how the body is functioning. And then, depending on what this thing shows, there are, I don't know if treatment is the right word, but there are supplements that are available that help to balance, is that the right word?
Well, yes, and the best way to start with that is the symptom survey. If we can see in the symptom survey where the weaknesses are in your body, depending on how you answer certain questions, there's an awful lot that we can do to help repair the gut. You know, there's all kinds of allergy testing out there. But if we fix the gut, most of that stuff becomes passé. A lot of stuff you just don't need to worry about anymore once we get that gut wall repaired.
Well, I think that's one of the things that understanding inflammation and how it works. And as you were talking, I was thinking about the other things that I am allergic to. Is gluten something that we can repair? I like bread and I like things that we, but I just can't, they just, it doesn't work for me. At all anymore. I have some yogurt from Trader Joe's that apparently has some kind of gluten connected to it. And every time I have it, which is pretty much every day now, lately I've noticed that I don't react well to it anymore. So, it's annoying. And maybe there's a way of whitewashing.
There is.
My gut. All right, Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen. It's the DJV Health Program. Here's the latest from MyPillow. Because they have, and I try to say this with a degree of relativity and reflexive, reflecting on all the hoopla about Mike Lindell. He's the person that runs MyPillow. Okay, so he's controversial. So because of that, the folks at MyPillow have been inundated with stores that have said, okay, we don't want your stuff anymore because you're too controversial. So they cancel tons and tons of orders for pillows. And so now the folks at MyPillow are loaded up with all these pillows, and they're passing the savings along to you. So if you're looking at some of your family, your own home, maybe someone that's around you, you know, kind of feel close to. I don't think you buy pillows for everybody, but people you know well, here's a good Christmas present. I know I shouldn't, I'm saying Christmas present already, but people are out there, Black Friday, all the deals, et cetera, et cetera. So consider this the best deal around for pillows. The best offer in the history of MyPillow. Standard MyPillows usually cost $69.98 at retail. Now you can get them for $19.98, huh? What? Did he say, huh? Give me that number again. Normal price, what you would have paid for these things if you went into Bed Bath & Beyond, for example, $69.98. You buy them now from the right directly from the factory, $19.98. Go to MyPillow.com. There's a radio listener specials page that you can find when you go to the product catalog. Use the DJV code in that square to get the standard MyPillow for $19.98. That's it. Promo code DJV. Amazing offer there. But there are deep discounts on a lot of things at MyPillow.com. And when you use the DJV code, you'll see it's from 30 to 65%. Great deal. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high-contrast touchscreen is Pantone-validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland-certified for eye care, and features a precision-engineered 360-degree ErgoLift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl. Today's topic, Black Friday. I've been training for it all year. Like a marathon? Pretty much. The deals are here, so I've made my list. Checked it twice.
Yep.
And mapped out the best gifts, like sneakers for my husband, toys for my kids, a cozy throw for my sister.
And for me?
Not telling. There's even an extra 50% off, and you can get Kohl's cash.
So you'll go back for more.
I've taught you so well.
Select styles. Select deals valid through November 10th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl.com for details.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health, the latest podcast that we do with Jack that comes out of our conversations. You can find it at djvhealthshow.com, along with the radio program itself. And then it's on many of the same stations that carry DJV, the morning Monday through Friday show. So that's why we call it DJV Health, because Jack participates in that program as well. The latest podcast that you have at ForbiddenDoctor.com focuses on COVID in a rather unusual way. How would you best describe it?
The idea is COVID and the brave new world. And it goes into length about the World Economic Forum and the projections, the book that they published called COVID-19, and essentially the New World Order. It's kind of how you take advantage of a pandemic to institute governmental policy changes throughout the planet.
Government.
Mm-hmm. And so I talk about what's going on with our own government relative to the seriousness of the current pandemic worldwide and what's going on behind the scenes.
What's going on behind the scenes is mostly politics, mostly big media, mostly big pharma, mostly big ag trying to stir the pot. You'll find I'm a ready and willing participant in this conversation. Even though I have had my shots, I haven't bought from the beginning how this thing was handled. It was a ruse to begin with, a huge overreaction to something that has affected us all and is life-changing for so many people in so many different ways. And it's ugly, frankly. So that's Jack's podcast. Check that out, ForbiddenDoctor.com. We continue with a focus on the rights of people to choose their own food as we continue on this week's DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen here.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen. I was talking about Jack's podcast, and there is one that we do, and I also talked about that. The most recent Jack podcast that we have at DJV Health Show is a focus about daylight savings time and how it affects us. And the political side of it for me is, I just sent a note, as a matter of fact, Jack, you get a kick out of this, to my two state reps, because this is a state-by-state thing. And most anybody that you talk to, no matter where they are, what they do, how old they are, it doesn't make any difference. They can't stand daylight savings time. It has no meaning anymore. Yeah. And you talk about what happens to our bodies in this circumstance. Also, we have a conversation with Jack about fasting. And then Dr. Fauci and vaccinations for children and all of that stuff. What makes sense? You'll get Jack's point of view every single week on a new DJV podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. There's always information that needs to be passed along that is important. Jack is a great researcher, and I relish our time together every week because it certainly is helpful and gives us all something to think about. And after all, that's the best service we can provide, giving you something to think about. Okay, so this is something really to think about. I went off on the DJV program the day after the election, although I knew this was going on because it happened in a neighboring state. The state of Maine has taken on the issue of food choice, if you will, food sovereignty. What do you have a right to grow? What do you have a right to eat? Like, you wouldn't think this would need this kind of attention, Jack, but well, apparently it does.
Apparently it does. And to show just how crazy this is, I don't know about other states, but Mary and I frequent Oregon because there's some places on the coast. We're thinking about getting some property on the Pacific Coast. And I was just shocked to find out that Oregon passed a law that you can no longer collect rainwater. A lot of people want the soft water that comes from the sky. And because Oregon's decided that the earth owns the rainwater, you don't, even if it falls on the roof of your house in collecting into a rain barrel, that mankind has done for who knows how long.
See, I didn't know this. When you send me that, that's some nut. We need to talk about that on the DJ.
Well, Oregon's a good class, microscopic study of how crazy and lunacy
California
can get into government. Yeah. California's right behind them. The hippies of the 60s and the 70s in California got run out by progressives and pushed up into Oregon, and Oregon became the hotbed for the hippies of the California period. However, the fact remains is that when you tell somebody that there are efforts going on, Monsanto and other large agri-corporations, who don't want you growing food in your backyard, because that could actually foster the growth of farmers' markets, and farmers' markets might decrease the produce revenues in the local grocery store that comes from the big agri-market corporations.
Yep.
And that's a
no-no.
And
by the way, the big grocery store chains, there are only four or five of them that control most of what yes. you are able to get at the grocery store. So they're in collusion with these guys. And don't mistake, you know, what you think is food choice, it isn't food choice. You go up and down the aisles, most everything in the supermarket, unless it's locally grown and provided, comes from one of the four or five huge agribusinesses, no matter what it is. No matter what the food is that you're buying, it's coming from one of these four or five.
Well, one of the major supermarket chains in Utah really promotes local growers of submissions to the supermarket.
Yeah, Trader Joe's does a pretty good job with that.
Yeah.
To a point, Whole Foods does. What's the chain in Utah?
Harmon's.
Harmon's, I don't know.
Now, I don't know that the others don't, but I do know Harmon's, where we frequent, actually promotes local growers.
Yeah. I want to talk more about that and how it worked, what they were doing in Maine to actually make this change happen or allow it to happen.
Sure.
We'll get to that as we continue the next half hour of our DJV Health Visit this week with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're calling for a little more glam and a lot more deals. A little more glitter and a lot more gifts with purchase. A little more lips and lashes and a lot more bonus points. A little more togetherness and lots of love. And we've made shopping a little easier with a lot more options. Now you can buy online and pick up the very same day. Celebrate more beauty deals this holiday season. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280. 5280.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
NASA announcing it's taking a small step back on the next moon mission. The goal was to land two astronauts on the lunar surface by 2024, but the agency early today announced it needs another year. It blames budgets, technical issues, the pandemic, and a delay in building the spacecraft that's supposed to carry the crew. Amid inflation fears and higher gasoline prices already, now Americans are being told to expect meat prices to climb. CNN's reporting that Tyson Foods, Conagra, and Kraft Heinz have all notified retail customers their frozen and refrigerated meat prices are likely to be increased soon. Investors have been awaiting the release of the latest inflation report from the feds. Yesterday, all three major indexes closed down. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Fighting in the stands. It seems football fans do it a lot. And now a new study is ranking which team's fans are most likely to start a fight in the stands. It goes to the Philadelphia Eagles fans. USBeta.com says those are the fans who are also most likely to win a fight in the stands at an NFL game. The Las Vegas Raiders fan base coming in second on both of those lists. 52-year-old actor Paul Rudd has been named People's 2021 Sexiest Man Alive. Not long ago, late-night host Stephen Colbert presented a behind-the-scenes look at the interview process to land that title.
When was the first time that you knew that you were sexy?
I guess when I was a baby. I think a baby, but I was a baby. I didn't know what sexy was. Mm-hmm. I just felt different.
How so?
I wore a thong diaper. My diaper was a thong.
Okay.
And I knew that the other kids didn't do that, but looking back, obviously, that's very sexy, but I just thought it was French.
And the creator of Squid Game says Season 2 is coming. The fictional competition series has become wildly popular on Netflix since launching in September, and the creator doesn't have any concrete plans, he says, for what's going to happen this upcoming season, but says everyone's favorite characters will be back. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here in the next half hour of the DJV Health Program, with our focus continuing for a bit here on the things that you should know regarding the way food is grown, who's growing it, why they're growing it, how they're growing it. The state of Maine, this might be considered moderately political. There are lots of different ways of looking at the addition to the state constitution in Maine. During the election a couple of weeks ago, there was a ballot initiative to basically give down Mainers the right to choose. This is in America. Hello. How are we even facing this? But at any rate, the ability to choose the seeds that you want to grow, keep them. If you have grown good stuff and you want to use the seeds over again, there are laws in most states put forth by agribusinesses like Monsanto, Bayer, Dow Chemical, ChemChina, all of these people band together to control the supply, the flow of food. So the people in Maine said, no, we want to grow our own food, we want to choose what we want, and that's pretty much it. So what have you gleaned from this, Jack?
Well, it's right out of the United Nations Agenda 21 that wants control over the local food supply and over local food production. And I think this, you know, it seems almost crazy that
who
someone
thinks
would have
this way?
To underscore
yeah.
their own constitution in their own state to guarantee. Now, I'm quoting here. It's about a sentence long. This amendment that was approved by the Maine legislature, quote, declares that all individuals have a natural, inherent, and unalienable right to grow, raise, harvest, produce, and consume the food of their own choosing for their own nourishment, sustenance, body health, and well-being.
Unbelievable.
Now, that's right. You would have to actually go to your state constitution and your state legislative body to make sure that that's in the constitution, that you have the natural, inherent, and unalienable right to grow food, to raise animals, to harvest, to produce, for Pete's sake.
Well, everybody, this is how much things have changed. If you go back to, let's say, the Industrial Revolution, that time, before that time, up until the turn of the 20th century, like 1910, up until that time, everybody had a cow. Everybody grew their own food in their garden. They were all self-sustaining families. They didn't go. There were no grocery stores. There were no food stores. There was no place to go to get your food other than what you could grow yourself, what you could pickle, what you could somehow or other, in a coal cellar, you could provide yourself with like a root cellar, things you can grow and that would last over the course of the winter, potatoes and beets and carrots and that kind of stuff. And then you had your own cow, and when the cow stopped producing, you butchered it, and that was the meat you had, and that's the way it was.
Yeah.
And then because some people were getting sick, people were not taking good care, the animals were confined, and the manure got up into the teats and the channels that the milk comes out of, and they weren't properly washed, so the stuff got into the milk, and people were dying, so that's how pasteurization got started, and, you know, it's a round robin. But the point is that, and I don't mean to take your time, Jack, this thing so sends me into orbit, we've allowed these huge agribusinesses, these huge conglomerates, these huge drug companies to control everything when it comes to our well-being. Instead of we control ourselves, we've let them come in and educate us. Look at television. Every single spot break on every single television program you look at has a drug ad in it. What do you think the influence of that is on people that are coming along, especially? Oh, yeah, there's a pill for this, there's a pill for that. You wouldn't need any pills if you grew the right food, or you ate the right food. And so the people in Maine, I had this done in Massachusetts. We have what they call a right-to-farm bylaw. And I got that enacted in our community through town meeting 10, 12 years ago. So we have the right-to-farm bylaw here, where people, the town, the city, neighbors, whomever, can't interfere with what you're growing and doing on your farm. And this is, you'd think that would be inherent, but we've gotten so far away from the source of food and from farms and that, you know, people don't get it anymore.
They don't. And even in local communities where they have homeowners associations, the HOAs, can be very, very restrictive anymore, right down to the kind of grass you can have.
Yeah.
The kind, whether or not you can have a political sign in your front window, whether or not you can fly the flag outside of flag holidays.
Yeah.
So, it's not just the local farmers, this kind of ridiculous suppression. Anytime you get, you know, a local group of people who get a little bit of power, as they imagine that power to be, since they have no power of their own, they try to get together through their local laws or their enforcement or the creation of policies and laws. And that's why you got to watch these people. You can't, like you do. And every time you talk about how you show up at city council meetings and you're an influencer with the state legislature of Massachusetts, and I always get inspired by that because I'm not doing as much as I should here in the state of Utah.
I just make a lot of noise and everybody's kind of used to
it. That's where it starts. Is by somebody, people make it, then of course they say, uh-oh, here comes that Doug Stephan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that happens all the time.
But you open up other people's minds. That's the whole purpose of this radio show. You know, that I can kid on here with you because we have a lot of similarities in what we think and the philosophies mm-hmm. that we have. But some things we don't agree on. I don't agree on genetic therapy of children whose bodies aren't fully developed yet. Mm-hmm. But besides that, there's a time when you finally have to stand up and get off the couch and make your opinions and understanding known to the local body that makes these laws, that makes these policies, that makes these rules, or you'll end up like
a robot. We'll be zombies.
Collect your own rainwater. Right.
Yeah, it will be zombies. And how these people, where they got their education, where did it all go wrong? A lot of people think after World War II, when people came back and they were so thankful to be back, they started giving things. You know, it was easier for children of the 50s and 60s to get what they wanted, whereas children of the Depression
yeah.
went into World War II, had nothing, so they wanted to make sure that the children had something, and they, you know, then people didn't work as hard for things. It wasn't, life wasn't as tough. And there's something about, it almost goes back to being born through the birth canal or having a C-section. What it does,
absolutely.
You come into, right? Don't you think there's a big difference?
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
That's a great point. That we know for sure that a baby who comes through the birth canal with the molding of the skull,
mm-hmm.
Especially the first few children passing through that tight muscular wall, the molding of the skull actually triggers hormonal development inside the baby for its life outside of mama that C-section babies don't get. And by the same reasoning, there's certain connections between a mother and a vaginally born child as opposed to a C-section born child. Not that a C-section child is not loved by the mother. Of course they are. But there are certain hormonal things that take place as a result because we followed Mother Nature, just like you're saying. And when you step outside the laws of Mother Nature, you're asking for trouble, whether it's the growing of food, the growing of animals, what you take inside your body in the sense of nutrition or bad nutrition, or right down to the birth of a human child or any other mammal. There are certain laws. If we follow them, life's going to be a lot better.
Pretty amazing stuff. You'd think it would be common sense, but it didn't. And then in a moment, I want to talk about this is not, well, maybe it is controversial. There's a lot of discussion that I've come upon this week, and I've discussed it on the DJV program a little bit with the ladies. Organs being harvested from somebody who dies of COVID. I want to know what your take is on that as we continue here, because a lot of people are, as they pass on these days, are donating their organs, their body, if you will, to research, and and to help other people out. So is this a help, or is this something to be concerned about? Jack, brought to you in part by Calitrin. How does it work? Pretty simple. Take 4 capsules or 1 tablespoon of the liquid just before you go to bed on an empty stomach. Works miracles on your body to keep the weight off. Once you've gone through a program, whether it's a Calitrin program or others, because there are a lot of them out there, weight loss stories galore from different processes and products. But then at the end of the day, you want to keep the weight off. You've worked all that hard to get it off, so keep it off. This time of year, go on the offensive. Start right now by going to toploss.com. See what Calitrin does as a natural deflector of weight, because it is all natural. That's the secret to Calitrin's success. It works with your body to keep the weight off. It's very good for you. Right now, the BOGO deal, buy 3, get 3 free, or any amount over that, fabulous deal that you can, you know, buy enough for a year right now. Go to the Top Loss website and use the DJV code at checkout. You'll get free shipping and the BOGO deal, knowing that it's a guaranteed product that you'll have it work for you or you'll get your money back. And tap into one of the counselors that is online that can help you through chat, that and understand the secret to Calitrin success. Make it work for you. Calitrin, natural way to keep weight off. Go to toploss.com. Check out with the DJV code. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here, Doug Steffen with a few more minutes. Okay, I indicated that I've been looking at stories about people who have had COVID, so-called long COVID with some of them, and have given their bodies to science. I was talking about a woman in Los Angeles who's studying the brains of people who have had COVID to see what COVID does to your brain. But what about your kidney? What about your spleen? What about your whatever organs in your body, your heart, your lungs, pancreas? Can those things be given with a feeling of comfort if you've had COVID? Let's say the person dies.
Well,
what do you do?
One of the things about saying, well, this is what COVID did to the brain, you have to have a sample of that brain before they got COVID. You can't look at a brain of somebody who died from COVID and say, well, the COVID did this or that, unless you have samples of it prior to the infection. And whether it's a bad case of the flu, whether it's influenza A, influenza B, or any other coronavirus that comes down the pike, because coronaviruses show up every 2 years, there's a new one out there floating around now, they just haven't got a scare campaign about it, is going to trigger some kind of detoxification process inside the body. And that detoxification to clean out the toxins that have built up inside of us over the years may be centered in the kidney. It could be centered in the liver, the heart, the brain, whatever. But to just come right out and say, this is what COVID did to the brain or the COVID did to the heart, unless you have tissue samples that you can compare it to, I think you're just blowing it in the wind.
Wasting time.
Yep.
All right. To make sure your body is tuned up and feeling as well as it can, and your body is in a defensive posture, the Lee enzymes that Jack has through Forbidden Doctor. Do you have a new ingredient that's also in the enzymes, the long-life energy enzymes?
Not really. These things are so good and so effective, we don't dare change it. ForbiddenDoctor.com, long-life energy enzymes.
There you go. Yeah, they're very good. Digestion, again, getting rid of the inflammation, that's what's important. Make sure your body doesn't have things that'll start to cook up and give you problems. So the enzymes, I take 4 in the morning and 4 at night myself. Good stuff. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen. You're listening to DJV Health.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Past the hour, it's always time for health information. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here as part of the DJV program and DJV Health with a question, I guess, as much as anything else, the idea that wondering whether when you in your clinic there in Salt Lake talk to people about how their body functions, do you talk to them about their lymphatic system and how it functions? Do you think people understand what's behind their ears and what's in their groin and what's under their arm? Because that's really what we're talking about, right? The flow.
Well, yes. Yeah, just not the flow of energy or the flow of food or the flow of blood. There's the flow of your sewer control.
It's a sewer. Yeah.
Even the lymphatic fluid that picks up a lot of stuff that the blood doesn't. And, you know, the blood is tightly contained in arteries, veins, all the way down to arterioles, venules, down to the tiny little capillaries. You do not want blood, except in some rare occasions, to get outside of that contained system. Well, the lymphatic fluid, the lymph fluid, has tubules and collecting ducts and ways to concentrate and move the fluid back into the circulatory system so it can be pumped back into other parts of the body. But a lot of it is just kind of free flowing. And it's where a lot of edema comes from when you swell up.
So what is that? What swollen glands are edema? Do you want to explain that a little bit?
Well, that's a little different. A swollen gland. Now, usually this when we talk about.
Oh, you talk about swollen glands usually in your neck area, but
yeah,
is
we're
it
talking
possible
about lymph nodes. We're talking about
wherever they are under your arms.
Yeah,
groin.
On your arms, in your groin, along swollen. The side of your neck is where they're concentrated because those are the areas where you're usually most exposed to toxins and antigens that your body needs to deal with. And because of, you know, the urinary and bowel stuff of the groin and what we eat and breathe and drink up through our throats, the lymph nodes are the police stations of the body. There's where they have tremendous collections of what are known as T cells. And it's one of your first lines of defense in the immune system. And these areas of the body will leak fluid into surrounding tissue in inflammatory conditions. Which is what causes swelling. You get a bee sting, it swells up. You know, if you get a little infection, it swells up because the body is leaking some blood, some plasma, some lymph into those areas to bring in healing nutrition to address the problem. And then eventually it goes
blood
away.
Cells,
and white blood cells are floating heavily in the lymph fluid as well as in the bloodstream. So it's just like the body's just constantly on patrol. The blood is bringing nutrition to the body. The lymph helps to gather metabolites and used up, you know, whatever's left of the nutrition back into the system so it can be dumped out through the bile in the liver or through the urine in the bladder. And when you have good balance of eating the right kind of foods and you have good balance of getting rid of the garbage, just like last night, you know, I had to take the garbage out to the edge of the street once a week, take out the big garbage can.
Yeah.
Well, we don't just get rid of garbage through our bowel movements. There's a smaller amount of garbage, litter pickup, whatever you want to call it, throughout every cell of the body.
Isn't it amazing when you get right down to it? It's almost a religious experience to understand how complicated, how complex the body is, the cellular structure, and how things function. And yet we abuse the hell out of our bodies, and they still come back.
Isn't
and
that amazing?
Save us from ourselves.
you know, you couldn't abuse a $200,000 Ferrari for very long and get away with it.
No.
But you could do it to your body.
Smoking and drinking and eating the wrong things in our body. My God, however it was designed from whatever intelligence that's far greater than ours, we're so dumb we abuse this thing that we've been given. And so guys like you then help us to work our way around it. It's pretty amazing. But I saw this and I thought maybe this would be a good, something for us to examine. How one has a lymphatic system and how it works, very important for you to know. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Doug Steffen with a reminder about how Kallikrein works. Speaking about how the body works. You know, you eat things, as I just said, you abuse your body, you put weight on, your body doesn't like it. And if you let it, it'll work on its own. But if you keep abusing it, you got to have a little help in losing that weight and keeping it off. I think years from now, you'll probably be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than the things that you do. And here's an opportunity right now to get the weight out of the way. Kallikrein helps. America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. 24 years and counting. Check them out on their website, toploss.com. The number one all-natural way of losing weight and, importantly, keeping it off. Use the DJV code when you check out, and you'll be able to get their BOGO deal. Buy three and get three free. Keep the numbers going up from there. You'll be A-OK. Dr. Jack with Doug at 59 past.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.